Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening from near and far. Today is Thursday, 6th of August, and here in Auril is mostly sunny on 28 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for Emma promise for today, sun through high clouds, and a thunderstorm is spotted this evening, otherwise partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from the low of 27 to high of 35, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Possibility to on precipitation is on 19%. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 8, which is very high. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 57%. On Saturday, 8th of August at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone, Taiko Performance, where Yuhei Motoyama, who started playing taiko since the age of 12 in Japanese drum group Hatoyama Kunai Kai, based in Saitama Prefecture. While playing the group for 10 years, he trained himself not only in composing pieces but also playing in many places in the world, so we can expect an interesting drumming session of taiko performance. Beside that, between 5th to 7th of August, he will share with the community from 9 a.m. to 12 at Bharat Nivas basic drumming of taiko, and from Monday 10th until 12th of August, he will continue with advanced classes of drumming. On Saturday, 8th of August, at World Cafe in Sweden, we are invited to a Caribbean night, starting at 7 p.m. with the Caribbean food. Throughout the dinner, they will be projecting images, music and videos of Caribbean culture. From 8:30 onward, will be a live performance with Erica, CM and Suresh. The organizers of the Youth Link team are super busy in preparations for the International Youth Day on Wednesday, 12th of August, which will be going on in Bharat Nivas for the full day. Good morning, Kavita. You are actively participating in a Youth Link and you are in the middle of preparations for the International Youth Day, which will be going on 12th of August.
The 12th of August will have an event at the Bharat Nivas campus in a few locations. So we're having an exhibition in the Kalakindra Hall, which will be open all month till the end of August and will display youth art, young entrepreneurs' products, and just to highlight the positive aspects of what people, young people in their 20s in particular in Orville are doing, and to also inspire perhaps younger generations too.
That is only Auroville youth, or it's also by region youth?
Yeah, it includes everyone. As a Youth Link office, we're encouraging to be inclusive in all aspects.
Cool.
So we will also have a Youth Link office open house to present the goals of housing, education, and employment that we'll be working on from the retreat, and the structure of our youth group, how it's evolved so far. So this is including also the Kula Parliament in Chavadi and Mohanam Cultural Centers, which are youth groups from the villages.
Cool.
And our work from the leadership courses we've taken and all the other aspects that we're working on. So it'll be a presentation of our work, but also a kind of open invite for any mentors and other youth that might like to join our effort and initiatives.
Beside the exhibition and the connection with really the whole population of the area, what else are you preparing? I heard there are going to be some shows, some food.
Yeah, we have a stage under the people tree near the auditorium outside. So this will have a sort of open mic for anyone that day that wants to come and feel inspired, but also is a space that we have a short list of performances from youth presenting their different projects on the their apprenticeship program, mm-hmm. or something, some young youth is presenting their idea to work with Orville Charter. Mm-hmm. There are many interesting things going on. So we'll have a series of outdoor presentations and song and performances, but we'll also have the Kala Kendra Exhibition Hall Media Room, which has a projector and screen, mm-hmm. with a series of more focused presentations for anyone that would like to attend those.
So this
we'll also have a whole mm-hmm. Corner of food stalls.
Mm-hmm. So all these presentations under the People's Tree outside and in Kala Kendra will go simultaneously at the same time?
Simultaneously. We'll have mm-hmm. the schedules posted.
Mm-hmm.
We're also trying our best to ensure that everything is recorded. So once we develop our YouthLink website, that it will be available online for people to continue watching and sharing and mm-hmm. inspiring each other.
You mean that event or in general?
From the event, but mm-hmm. also from each individual presentation.
You will try to go on, yeah?
Yeah, we will try and film and make sure it's recorded so that each person's presentation, they can take home with them, or they could they have it online so that they can continue to share their work with Orville and others in the world.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Otherwise, this International Youth Day is also put in the maps of the globally, yeah? If understood
correctly. The reason why we're celebrating it on a Wednesday, and many people have asked us this, is because the United Nations event is dated for the 12th of August.
Mm-hmm.
So that falls on a Wednesday, and their theme for this year is youth civic engagement. So we were very happy when we heard that, because YouthLink has kind of been born out of this need to encourage more youth participation in Orville's governance and different aspects of the Orville's community. So mm-hmm. we're very happy that that the United Nations has recognized our effort as YouthLink and also our festival and put it on their map of global events.
It sounds really good, yeah? Positive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Briefly, so that would be Wednesday 12th, between when to when?
It starts at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We will have our opening ceremony at 3 o'clock with a distribution of leadership certificates for those in our team that have taken a course. We have a few guest speakers that we're very honored to and excited to have coming to the event.
Mm-hmm.
And the program runs all afternoon till about 9 o'clock in the evening with some fire dance and drumming and a bonfire. So
mm-hmm.
it's an open invite to everyone in this area to come and celebrate in a positive manner. And we encourage that no alcohol or cigarettes are brought to the premises, and that the Bart Nivas campus is also respected and kept clean.
Cool. But anyhow, sounds really positive and sounds like a huge thing, right?
It's our first time, and we're really excited that we have so much to share already. So we
mm-hmm.
hope this will become a tradition within our community, that we acknowledge and highlight the positive aspects of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps in the future it could grow and
mm-hmm.
develop further.
How many of you are in the team now?
The organizing team has grown to about 30 members, and
Whoa.
We have, I think, I have a feeling in total we're probably around 40, 50 that are involved. And of course, all those that have brought their food stalls and art. So that will be at least representing the energy of about 100 young people in this area.
Wow, that's cool. That is really good. Kavita, thank you for today, and we'll see you on Wednesday at Bharat Nivas, right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you on Wednesday.
Darshan Day, 15th of August, the trip to Pondi will start from Matri Mandir at 3 p.m., following the usual route, coming back to Orville at 6 p.m. And the trip is restricted for those who are going for the Darshan. Tokens for Darshan will be registered on Monday 10th and Tuesday 11th, between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. at Pitanga, as usual, and this is service for our villains and newcomers only. Collection of tokens will be on Thursday 13 and Friday 14 at the same times. And with the tokens given by the ashram enables you to go for darshan usually between noon to 4:30 p.m. with the limit of 30 persons per slot. And the time slot from 3:30 to 4 p.m. is reserved for our villain taking the bus. Saturday, it seems the Saturday is gonna be busy day because here's another event. On Saturday, 8th of August, between 3:30 to 5 p.m. in Verite, Integral Entrepreneurship Laboratory is one of the milestones, outcomes of the Orville Retreat and part of the Economy Action Group. After the successful open house session, EIL is planning several thematic sessions to assist aspiring new and old entrepreneurs in Orville. In the next session, they want to cover the subject of human resources, and they will invite experienced experts from Orville to explore the themes of recruitment, training, performance and work culture in Orville. Orville Film Festival is coming up between 2nd to 5th of October, and they are urgently looking for the volunteers with the following skills: downloading, uploading, preferably working at town hall or another place connected to the optical fiber, googling films and getting them information to contact the director or distributor. And they're looking for somebody with organizational skills, with a flair for Excel. They're looking for somebody who knows graphic design and Photoshop knowledge. And if you would like to help Orville Film Festival 2015 during this busy time, they're asking you to get in touch with them either by mail or phone. Mail is orvillefilmfestival@orville.org in, and the phone would be 262-3187. And at the same time, they're also looking for the people who could help with art installation, because although specific art installation do add the general festival atmosphere. Here's also a plea from the Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in the International Zone, because they urgently need hands to help them to finish to complete the roof of the community hall, which was erected with the amazing energy and the drive force of participants of Orville Green Practices Summer School. So if you're inspired and you have some time, either be 1 hour, half a day, full day or a full week, you can find them on the old road to visitor shelter opposite of the entrance to Bharat Niva, so you can call them on 262-3576, or you can find Eric on 951-476-6930, or Shivaya on 944-361-1742. And here's the word from us. We are always looking for software engineers to take care of the new features for our website and programmers familiar with Android and iPhone applications. We have continued the teamwork with Christine, helping us to organize our activities, give clear fundraising goals and costs, and this also helped build the team spirit, clarify direction, and many lead to refine content. Pre-newcomer Prim Engineer has repaired many of our devices and is helping us to manage our computer network and upgrade our electric system. This work was much needed, and we are very grateful for his help and look forward to further involvement. Since the Community Service Week, we are pleased that some of the students have been engaged in providing regular or occasional content. We continue to explore the new scope of the archives and to utilize opportunities that the National Knowledge Network offers. Last week we tested the live video broadcastings at very high quality in the new fiber optic network just laid down, and it's working well. The National Knowledge Network has already connected 1,070 institutions and aims to connect over 1,500 institutions, organizations, laboratories and their various categories throughout the country. We will have a live link audio-video session with AVI USA on the 22nd of August to present new projects like the coming FS station and video broadcasting in Orville and abroad. Newcomers and Orillians are always welcome to join the Orville Radio team. Journalists, producers, volunteers and students are also welcome to come and visit us at the ground floor in the town hall. Now, we will finish with the cinema at Bharat Nivas. It should be an auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. They will screen an original English version with French subtitles, A House of Strangers, directed by Joseph Mankiewicz, and was made in USA in 1949. At Sadana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m., they will screen Creating Freedom, The Lottery of Birth, made in 2013, and directed by Raul Martinez and Joshua Prak. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, a date can there's no movie. And on Saturday, they will screen an international adventure biography, Wild, made in USA in 2014 by director Jean Marc. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation adventure Tinkerbell Secrets of the Wings, made in Ukraine in 2012 by director Robert Gunaway. And later on, at Cine Club at 8 p.m, they're starting with Kubrick in Black and White Film Festival. So this Sunday we will see Fear and Desire and Killer's Kiss, made in USA in 1953, of course, by Stanley Kubrick. Sure, I'll be in the road. All that is he, and he is the more than all that it is, and we ourselves, though we not know it, are being of his being, force of his force, conscious with a consciousness derived from his. Even our mortal existence is made out of his substance, and there is an immortal within us that is a spark of the light and bliss that are forever. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.